As many of you clearly know, I love going to watch football live. There's nothing like it, whether it's college football or professional football. There's nothing quite like the excitement of being in the stadium. And Game Time tickets and Game Time picks through Game Time is exactly your way and your gateway to getting the seat that you want and the experience that you'll never forget. Game Time Picks is a new curation feature that filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't waste a single second searching through thousands of tickets. The all-in pricing feature, that's my favorite. You get to see your total upfront, no surprise fees at checkout. With Game Time, you'll always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork right out of buying tickets right now with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account. Use my code of Eisen for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem my code EISEN. Boom, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Lamar takes a snap. Blitz pressure coming. Jackson fires. End zone. Touchdown! Mark Andrews!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Justice Hill goes 51 yards!
The Rich Eisen Show. Today's guests, Prime Video's TNF analyst, Ryan Fitzpatrick. From Prime Video's It's in the Game, Madden NFL, Mike Madden, author of the Basketball 100, David Aldridge. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show live on the Roku Sports Channel. We're here for you over the next 3 hours. Lots to talk about. A big Monday night game that went down. We greatly appreciate everybody being here for that conversation. The conversation we're going to have with Ryan Fitzpatrick of Thursday Night Football on Prime Video. That's going to be on Friday this week with the Black Friday game between the Chiefs and the Raiders. I guess it's a silver and black Friday game, and he'll be talking about that with us in about 20 minutes time, less than that. And then it is the usual John Madden Thanksgiving celebration. His son Mike will be joining us today to get you ready for your Thanksgiving triple header. And then David Aldridge is going to be here, and you know, we've got the whole third hour to chat with him as he's going to read this book aloud. Look how thick it is. The Basketball 100. Charles Barkley wrote the foreword.
Nice.
So DA will be on this program in hour number three. We'll chop up what's going on in the association, and then chat with him, and then you at 844-204-RICH, number to dial. It's an Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. And we're going to continue our annual Thanksgiving week tradition that kind of begins this week with this segment, which we're creating. I'm trying to make it bigger than it really is.
Nice.
We're talking playoffs or what?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we're going to do the NFC version. There's 7 teams that are sitting there. If it looks like it, we figured it out for 3 seats in this game of musical chairs. So that's what's going on here on this show. 844-204-RICH is the number for you to dial to have a conversation with all of us. Good to see you over there, Chris Brock. What's going on?
Hey, Rich. Not a whole lot, man. How are you?
I am doing well. What's going on, DJ Mikey D?
Good morning,
Rich.
Nuts. How you doing?
And the man who got 61 points from Saquon Barkley and then still only beat me by 15 in fantasy this week, TJ Jefferson. Good to see you over there, TJ.
Oh, I didn't know you got points for level of defeat. I just thought an L.
An L is an L.
And that's all that matters. Right?
I just love how the eagle-hating cowboy who's getting trolled on by the Eagle who plays for the New York Knicks is depending on an Eagle to pull him out of the fantasy abyss. It's fantastic. It's the strangest of bedfellows.
I mean, I knew that when I made him my first draft pick.
That's correct.
Okay, so I understood. I don't have the schism. I can separate church and state.
Good job with the word schism. Good job with the word schism. Do you believe all that from him over there?
You have to.
I have to, because, you know, the alternative is, you know, Mike McCarthy coming back and getting an extension.
Okay. So. Well, that's later on in the program. Jerry's talking right now to the fan base. TJ Jefferson, good to see you, is basically the way. That's the headline. It's good to see you.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
All right. As always, it's time for our Monday night football review right here on the Rich Eisen Show. The Harbaugh went down last night. I was there for that. Back-to-back nights in SoFi.
Look at you.
Oh, my God.
You feeling all right?
Living to tell the tale. Actually, it was tough to wake up this morning. But I did. I'm here. And, man, what we saw last night were two teams in the spitting image of the other, coached by brothers who have a similar philosophy of playing football of, like, if we can road grade you, if we can smash mouth you, that's what we're going to do. And that's how we're going to win a football game and play timely defense on top of it and get some top-notch quarterback play if we can. And sure enough, we did see that consistently through four quarters from one of the teams. And that team is the one that wears purple. And John Harbaugh's team came in coming off of a bruising loss in Pittsburgh. One of those dreaded paint swapping affairs in division. The Ravens and the Steelers always leave it on the field, and then they fly all the way to Los Angeles to take on a Chargers team that had won four in a row and took a 10-point lead on the Baltimore Ravens. And that's when Derrick Henry began to put his stamp on things, and Lamar Jackson put his stamp on things, and then the defense began to stamp out that Chargers offense enough for the Ravens to get enough of a purple wave of momentum. And that's the way they won this football game, by winning on the ground, Lamar not making mistakes in the air, and the defense, despite not having Roquan Smith, making sure the Chargers couldn't get enough momentum and left things for the Chargers to potentially stub their toe. And that was the end of that story. Derrick Henry, 140 rush yards. I was wondering, going to the game, I even mentioned it on the Westwood One pregame show, sitting in between my good friends Kurt Warner and Kevin Harlan up there in the, great, up great in the booth in SoFi. Thank you. It was just always great seeing those guys. I'm wondering, I was looking out on the field for the scorched earth left behind by the aforementioned Saquon Barkley, and was wondering, could Derrick Henry somehow, some way match the performance? And there's a reason why, you know, Saquon Barkley's performance ranked in the top 10 of the history of the NFL in terms of single game performances by a running back.
Yeah, ninth all time.
302 scrimmage yards. More than eight teams in the NFL this week. And Derrick Henry started a little bit slow, so did the entire Ravens offense, but that's been their MO for much of the year. And he finished with 24 carries for 140 rush yards. That's his 20th career game for with at least a buck 40. And it tied a man who the faithful in the stadium last night, wearing Chargers colors, I might have to say, in Los Angeles here, are very familiar with. It ties LaDainian Tomlinson for seventh most all time. It's his sixth game with at least 100 rushing yards this year. And then Justice Hill popped one from 51 yards, and that was all she wrote in terms of the evenings being in doubt. It wasn't after that touchdown scamper from Justice Hill. And what that did overall on the night was put the Ravens over 200 yards rushing in the game, 212 rush yards against the Chargers. That is the most rushing yards a Jim Harbaugh coach team in the National Football League's ever given up. That's what Big Bro did, was just put it on his little bro, in a way that a Harbaugh family wants to do to anybody, whether they're blood relative or not. You know, Los Angeles allowed, coming into the game, three rushing touchdowns on the year. And Baltimore had two, one from Lamar, one from Justice Hill. There was one from Derrick Henry, but the usual problem the Ravens encounter, I couldn't believe it. They had an illegal formation penalty. How many times did we see that on opening night? You know?
So many.
In Kansas City, to the point where,
like, three.
We were wondering, you know, what was the Ravens' malfunction? Mm-hmm. And then we learned the rest of the league had a similar malfunction, but the Ravens are, that's something for them to clean up. But what the Ravens got is what they needed, which is a W coming out of that. spot because their schedule is brutal. And it's interesting I mentioned, is it possible for Derrick Henry to somehow get in the same area code, 213-818 or whatever it might be, 424 here in Los Angeles, as Saquon on the same field, because it was Saquon on Sunday night and Derrick Henry on Monday night on the same field on separate nights. And next week, Ravens are going to be on the same field as Saquon. They play each other. That's next.
Love that.
Late window, first day of December. Here we go. And after that, the Ravens get a bye. Then they have the Sunday, Saturday, Wednesday. We keep mentioning it over and over and over again here. The Ravens and the Steelers and the Chiefs and the Texans all have this schedule to deal with in December. A Sunday, Saturday, Wednesday, because all four of them play on that Wednesday, Christmas Day on Netflix right here on the Roku portal. You can see it. But the Ravens do have, I would say, the simplest of runs in that Sunday, Saturday, Wednesday, because they start with the Giants. And the Giants have yet to win a game at home, and this game is in New Jersey. Then they're home for Pittsburgh before turning around and taking on Houston and then visiting Cleveland. So coming up with this win for the Ravens could not have been huger. It's also a conference win. If the Ravens do not win their division, this is something that would put, I imagine, the Ravens in Houston to start the playoff season, because Houston will have the worst record of a division winner, is my prediction. And I would say the way that the Texans are playing, if you don't win your division, being that five seed going to Houston, with all due respect to Houston by saying this, and also we all can admit the Texans will 100% be hosting the first playoff game of the week, and that's their usual annual spot on Super Wild Card Weekend, that 4 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Central start. It is 100% their spot. You want it. You got to have it. The Ravens needed it. The week began with the Steelers losing in the snow, and then the week ended with the Ravens winning the Harbaugh. And they now 100% are flat out in this mix to win their division. And if not, they're in the best position they possibly can be, in my estimation, in a wild card spot. Well done, Ravens. As for the Chargers, one of the things that they were able to get this year that they hadn't in years past prior to Harbaugh is a consistent run game. And man, J.K. Dobbins, I am holding my breath. I want to hear good news from you today about his knee injury that caused him to get knocked out of the game. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's one of those things that they couldn't figure out for the rest of the game, and it's not one of those things that J.K. Dobbins has dealt with in his career. That's number one. So the run game got a little bit upset after they're up 10-0. Then Quentin Johnston, his rookie season last year, was just marred with one dropped pass after another. And it seemed that Harbaugh's, you know, belief and love that emanates from him, both Harbaughs have that coaching style, that whatever special sauce Jim brings to the equation that he refused to admit that he brings to the equation when we interviewed him last week, you know, whatever he does, it was working with Quentin Johnston, who was turning into one of those beasts of a receiver on the outside, and Ladidi McConkey inside, and suddenly we're getting some passing game moving here. Yep. Oh, well, last night on a crucial 3rd and 6, I mean, just a crucial 3rd and 6, with this being a one-score game, the score was 23-16. The Ravens had just scored a touchdown on that Rashad Bateman 40-yard grab. Was that earlier in the game? Let me get this correct. No, it was a touchdown that the Ravens had just scored to Mark Andrews in the back of the end zone. That's the one.
Oh, yeah, the ref conversion. Inexplicably called it incomplete first when his feet were clearly down.
There were some dicey moments, but for the officiating as well. But yeah. And then the two-point conversion attempt was no good, so a 7-point game. 3rd and 6 from their own 34, and Quentin Johnston's going across the middle, wide open. Catches it, turns up, first down, dropped it. Then That led to another touchdown for the Ravens, the Justice Hill score. And then the Chargers come back out and try to drive down the field. And Johnson drops two in a row, and he just unsnapped his helmet and walked off the field. It wasn't even like they told him to come out. He just unsnapped his helmet and walked off, and the body language just read off, uh-oh, the chargering is returned. Now, you can't lay it at his feet because there were some other plays. You could hear Kurt Warner. I was listening to the Westwood One broadcast, obviously sitting in the booth. He was saying there were some wide open people. Justin Herbert didn't find him. Obviously, the run game was off, and yada, 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 the Chargers lost. This was Justin Herbert after the game talking about Quentin Johnston.
Yeah, you know, I think that's the tough part about the NFL. You know, he's a playmaker. He's done an incredible job all year, and you never want to see that. And just like when I throw an interception or when I miss a throw, he's going to come up to me and tell me, hey, it's next play, and that's the way it is. And, you know, everyone in that locker room is professionals, and Q will do a great job. I can give him better, you know, better placement, better balls, and, you know, it's on all of us. It's not just on him. It's on me for the way I got to deliver him the ball. I got to make sure that we're all on the same page. But he's an incredible player, and, you know, we're going to keep throwing him the ball. He's a fighter. You know, you trust him. I'm going to keep throwing him the ball, and that's what we did out there. And it unfortunately didn't go our way tonight, but I know he's going to be the first one in the building, and he's going to do everything the right way. And, you know, he's a truly great teammate, great guy, and he's going to go make some plays. He's a lot of good football left in front of him.
Love that guy. I mean, I just love very hearing positive. That sort of stuff. Wanted to play that sort of stuff because that's what teammates say and leaders do and things of that nature. And they're going to need to rely on Justin Herbert to keep throwing him the ball, and he's got to catch it, and they need Herbert to keep running it. Certainly if they're going to have, you know, Gus Edwards and Hassan Haskins step up now, if depending on J.K. Dobbins, because their next few games are against some opponents that need the W's, to say the least. And it's a short week trip to Atlanta. It'll be an interesting one because if you remember, Harbaugh was on the Falcons radar screen before they went with Raheem Morris. Mm-hmm. And then they're at Kansas City on a Sunday night before Baker Mayfield welcomes him into the territory. And then Denver. Denver on a Thursday night coming here. They flexed into that game, Amazon Prime did. And the person who was very excited about that, when Al Michaels flexes out of a game in the Midwest to one in Los Angeles. Oh yeah. Stakes for everybody.
But isn't this, I can attest, the stakes are a little bit better in the Midwest.
I understand. Al doesn't care. And then, you know, a visit to New England and then Vegas. Denver's going to want to throw a knockout punch that night. And they might be able to throw one if the Chargers slip up over the next 3 weeks and the Dolphins keep coming on strong. Or who knows with the Bengals. At least the Chargers have beaten the Bengals. But that was a rough loss last night. And the way that the Ravens needed one before going against Philadelphia, and then that brutal stretch of a Sunday, Saturday, Wednesday game stretch. They needed it last night, so did the Chargers, and that's the difference. But more concern for the Chargers, obviously they lost, and then for the Ravens, they had to have it. Yep. And the defense tightening the screws a little bit. That's a very nice performance last night without Roquan Smith. What say you? 844-204-RICH, number dial. Let's take a break. Ryan Fitzpatrick of Prime Video fame will be joining us to preview Friday's contest between the Chiefs and the Raiders and so much more. The Bearded One when we come back. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Let's talk Sleep Number, people. There's a reason why Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Because in the NFL, there's no margin for error. One mistake can change the outcome of a game. And science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. Imagine what it can do for you. I know about it. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers of difference. But it really does make the difference. We can adjust our side of the bed the way that we want and get the perfect quality sleep that we need to be more ourselves in work, around the kids. It's awesome. Get ready and get yourself to a Sleep Number store. If you're in the market for a new bed, you should stop at a Sleep Number store. And why not? It's awesome. Again, is a reason why it's the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Take it from me. You'll love Sleep Number.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $33.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, you know, we're always appreciative in the sports business to receive free stuff. I mean, look at you, Mike Del Tufo. That's all you do is wear it.
Your whole life.
Have you paid for anything that you're wearing today?
Yeah.
At this point,
oh no, the sphere thing.
Literally
free.
Right now, sphere's free. Okay.
Got that from my buddy. I went and watched.
You paid for your shoes, right?
You pay for it? Okay.
Yeah, the Hokas I pay for.
Okay, so and we frequently receive stuff. In advance and promotion of things to see from other even sports media organizations.
Sure.
For instance, a box came to the studio from Amazon. I'm like, I didn't order it.
Oh, whoa.
And it was, we opened it, and it's a in support of a promotion of Black Friday game on Amazon Prime between the Chiefs and the Raiders.
Yeah.
And it's a t-shirt of the entire Prime Video gang. With me in the middle.
Where?
And so let's bring in Ryan Fitzpatrick in support of this game from Prime Video. Am I working with you now? Have I been hired by Bezos and I was unaware, Ryan?
You've got a beautiful mug.
Thank you.
Decided to put it front and center there.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to make a comment on mine. I had to pay for this.
No. Is that?
I don't know what's going on here. I got to talk to some people at Amazon about that.
Is that an iron-on? What is that on your jacket there? Is that, did they iron
it? I made
that?
It myself. I mean, it's crazy. I don't get any swag. They're giving you swag.
I got this in the box.
Did you ever wear that shirt? Will you wear it?
I don't know. I mean, I'm. It's kind of weird because I'm better. You are, by the way. Did you choose this photo? Did you choose the photograph of yourself on there? Look at you.
Yeah, I submitted that photo and they somehow accepted it.
There you go. All right. Now that's the backstory of the shirt. Ryan Fitzpatrick here on the Rich Eisen Show in advance of the Prime Video coverage of the day after Thanksgiving, the Black Friday game between the Chiefs and the Raiders, Thursday Night Football. Good to see you, Ryan. How are you, man? Good to see you.
Good to see you too. I feel like you're always talking to my buddy Andrew Whitworth, having him in studio, and I just don't get to chat with you as much.
Well, where
anymore.
Do you live? Where's your?
I'm in Arizona, not too far. Arizona.
Oh, okay. Do you wanna fly into Los Angeles and hang out, Ryan? Want to do it?
Nope. Yeah, this is great. This is a good venue.
This is fine. That this distance is enough, right here. You know, and by the way, watching you, it's great to see somebody like yourself with the beard, and you will go shirtless. You don't care. We've seen this before. And Tony Gonzalez, if it drops between 60 degrees, like his jaw stops working, it's tough for, like, can you help him out with the cold weather, Ryan? Can you do that for me?
He claims he has a condition, like an actual medical condition, where he can't feel his fingers and his toes when it drops below a certain temperature, which I say that's being cold and being a weenie. But, you know, last week we had this great moment, Jameis Winston on the desk after the show.
Yeah.
White and snow everywhere, and Jameis dives, and Tony, he was just watching. He didn't want to get wet. He didn't want to get cold. It's kind of who he is. Once it drops below 40 degrees, it's not his thing, man. He played in Kansas City.
That's about to say, how did he play in Kansas City all those years and make the Hall of Fame? What happened? you know?
Oh, because Kansas City, as you know, can be a very cold place in December.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. All right. So let's jump into the football aspect of this. The best team you've seen so far this year is which? Which team? Personally,
I think it was the other week, the Eagles. I mean, they've hit their stride. It's been amazing since their early bye week what they've become and finding their true identity and running the offense through Saquon. They look pretty dang good right now, man.
I mean, I saw Saquon personally on Sunday night. I was in SoFi for that one. And it was every single time he touched the football, everybody held their breath because you never knew what was going to happen. Like the excitement level for Eagles fans and the dread for Rams fans every time he touched the football and every time he left the field, there was relief by Rams fans and disbelief by Eagles fans. Where's he going? You know, like why does he have to come off the field? He is that to me expresses to me that he's most valuable. Like he's the MVP of this season so far, Ryan.
Yeah, and I think it's really hard to not give it to a quarterback. I understand it usually does go to one just because everything that goes into it. But, I mean, he's making the case right now. He really is. And you even see it, his teammates, the guys blocking for him, even the skill guys and the excitement they get every time he touches the ball, throwing an extra block down the field, putting in that extra effort because they know he truly can go the distance every time he touches the ball, and he continues to show that. The other thing, he came on our desk. You want to talk about one of the nicest human beings. Mm. I mean, the guy just exudes happiness and confidence, and he was a lot of fun to get a chance to talk to.
Yeah, and that was when the fans in Philadelphia started chanting, "Thank you, Giants," and he turned down the opportunity. Say it again?
Yeah. They were chanting, "Thank you, Giants," among other things.
Oh, that's true. Yes. I didn't catch the other things, but the thank you, Giants. But he turned down the opportunity. He any opportunity he has to sort of shovel dirt back up the turnpike, he turns that down. He turns it down every time.
He's got a humility to him. I mean, even earlier in the season when Sirianni came up to him and asked him and they had it on the mic'd up stuff, you know, you want to go back in and set the record. And really stick it to him. He just doesn't. He's a classy guy, and that's the way he's carried himself throughout his entire career. We're just getting to see it even more now with the success that he's having in Philadelphia.
Well, and it's obviously, you know, you mentioned the Eagles. They're playing terrific. You just saw them. The Bills, you saw first up. You haven't seen them since week two, that game at Miami when they started to put their stamp on things, but all of us were trying to see how consistent they can be, and I think they have proven it. Why are they so good, do you think, Ryan?
I'll tell you, I think they've surprised a lot of people this year, and one of the things they've surprised me with, we know who Josh Allen is. We know he's great. Obviously, the loss of all the leadership between Poyer and Hyde and Gabe Davis and Stephon Diggs and all the captains they lost this season, Mitch Morris, Josh has been able to fill that void. This team is as close. I think Detroit and Buffalo are the two teams that are probably as close as you could be in terms of the team chemistry, in terms of playing for each other. And that stuff goes so far on the field as well. But I think their defense, you know, they lost Milano again early in the season, and there was a lot of question marks about their defense, a lot of question marks about the middle of that defense, and they've really shown up this year. So that's been really impressive, and now they're getting healthy at the right time. And hopefully this everybody eats thing on offense, Amari Cooper getting healthy, Keon Coleman getting him back. Everybody's had a role in this thing, and everybody feels equally important and pulling in the same direction. And so I think that's why they've been as successful as they have this season.
And just to ask this question with the caveat, and I use that word knowing you from Harvard knows exactly what I mean by that, that – everybody wants to win the Super Bowl, and every fan base, it would mean a lot to them. But you knowing the Western New York Bills Mafia fan base, what would it mean if Josh Allen and the Bills pulled it off this year? What do you think it would mean, Ryan?
It's hard to describe. I'll say this. You know, Josh Allen is the perfect quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, and it goes well beyond his playing ability. It's his personality. It's how much he cares for the city. It's how he holds and carries himself every single day. And he understands deep down, he understands how important it is for that city for him to bring a Super Bowl to them. And I know that that's his strongest desire in the world. I would be out there amongst them shirtless for sure if that were to happen. And it would be a wild scene because they live, eat, sleep Bills football out there.
So you would definitely make it for the parade is what you're saying.
Oh, you better believe it. I mean, this is, you know, people have been waiting lifetime, their whole lifetime for this. And this is a generational thing. You're not, you know, a Bills fan. Then you move somewhere. Your kids become Bills fans. If you were a Bills fan, doesn't matter where you live. It's probably the most fun I have going through the airport every week. You know, when I walk by a gate that says Buffalo or Rochester, or I see somebody with a Bills hat on, I mean, they wear it all the time. They wear it on their sleeve, and they absolutely love being Bills fans, and it's truly part of their identity.
Yet you're going to go visit the team that frequently stands in the Bills' way once January hits. you know, we saw what the Bills did against the Chiefs just a couple weeks ago, and even Josh Allen afterwards was saying it was another game. That's all it is, you know.
Yeah, but we all saw his touchdown run and that flex that he gave after the touchdown run with a few extra shoulder shrugs. Yes. He can say it was another game, but that thing meant a lot more. But I think, you know, what you've seen over the years with the Chiefs and last year, now we've seen a bunch this year, these one score games. I mean, if the Chiefs can keep it close, obviously Patrick Mahomes has showed he's inevitable and he's going to win the game. So how do you get up on these guys and stretch it to a 2-score lead? They're as vulnerable as they've been this year. And we've seen that in the last 3 weeks. We saw it when Buffalo beat them. But I'm really excited to get an up close and personal look just to see, you know, their offense, to see their defense has taken a step back the last few weeks. But I didn't think they could do it last year, and they did. So I'm sure they'll prove me wrong again this year.
Well, I mean, just hearing you say the words that they're vulnerable more than ever, it just gave me flashbacks to last year. You even just referenced it, Ryan. And part of the reason why I think Raiders at Chiefs was chosen by the league and is going to be on a marquee holiday spot like this Friday on Prime Video, the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, is because in this matchup last Christmas Day, the Raiders pulled it off, leading everyone to wonder, can the Chiefs flip the switch? We did find out the answer to that question. Are you going into this game with the same concern that the Chiefs won't find the switch this year?
I mean, it's amazing. They're vulnerable and they're 10-1, right? Yeah. I mean, it's just so crazy. But I'll say the best part about our schedule this entire year has been we've had a ton of division matchups. And I think you saw that last year with the Raiders and Chiefs. You know, we'll see what happens this year. It's obviously been a really disappointing season for the Raiders. But last week for us, you know, when we got to go to Cleveland and we had Pittsburgh at 8-2 and Cleveland at 2-8 going into that game, I like to remind Andrew Whitworth, yes, there was one of us on the panel that picked Cleveland to win that game, yours truly. But these division games, you don't know what's going to happen. They really play each other different. They know each other so well. You know, the Max Crosby, Patrick Mahomes rivalry. And then one other cool note that we'll get a chance hopefully to witness with Tony Gonzalez there. Travis Kelce has a chance with one touchdown catch to pass Tony Gonzalez for the all-time touchdown receiver leader for the Chiefs. So I think that'd be a really cool moment. Tony has so much respect for Travis, for him to be there and to be there for that moment.
That would be amazing. Yeah. First Thursday night Thanksgiving game NFL Network ever did, and now kind of creating the night game on Thanksgiving, was Kansas City against the Broncos, and Trent Green visited our set afterwards, and it was really an incredible scene. And now here you are, you know, the day after Thanksgiving in Kansas City for that moment. It's going to be great. My only concern for Tony is, I just looked it up, Ryan, 35 degrees at kick. That's below the 40. So I don't know what, cocoa soup.
So we've got a heater under our desk.
Okay.
He has he doesn't just do the hot hands with those little baggies. He's got like electric plug-in things. He's got actual heaters. What? Running. He's like plugged into USB ports in the green room.
Come on. So come on. Are you serious? Are you serious? He's plugging in USB ports before going? Wow.
I swear to you, he's got every contraption known to man.
Well, then thank goodness there's no precipitation supposed to be coming. So at least he'll be fine right there. He'll just be cold and nothing else in danger. And listen, now that you got flexed into a game in Los Angeles, coming up in a couple weeks, Ryan, just fly on in. The seat is yours. And I don't even know who Andrew Whitworth is anymore. How does that sound? He's out. You're in. How about that?
We'll go together. We'll come together.
What about that? Look at you. Yeah. You're a uniter. And here I went. My first default is not usually to divide. I appreciate you bringing me back in, Ryan. I appreciate it. And again, is that seriously? That's not really Thursday Night Football gear. You actually posted that. You put that on a vest of yours. Is that what you did?
Actually, no. It actually is Thursday Night Football.
Okay, it's very
I'm
nice.
I'm expecting you to reciprocate at some point. Now that we've given you a nice package, maybe you could give me a shirt with your face on it.
Okay,
that'd be great.
That's very good. Or I'll just send you this one. And then there's a mug. You come in here, I'll shower you with swag, Ryan. I'll do that. Right. Take care, bud. You be well.
See ya.
That's great. That's great. The great Ryan Fitzpatrick here on the Rich Eisen Show. Everybody, check out the Black Friday game between the Chiefs and the Raiders on Friday. I will say this. Mm. Please watch it on through the Roku portal. We appreciate that.
Obviously.
But I will say this. Desmond Ridder coming in, short week.
Well, I think it's going to be AOC.
Is it really going to be AOC?
Yeah.
Is that what's going on?
Antonio Pierce said they're kind of ramping him up, and then he has a chance to go.
I think that's, you know, he won there last year. You know? AOC. Aiden O'Connell. It's not
Aiden O'Connell, Alexander. He returned to practice yesterday. So.
I figured this one.
Okay, great. It's not the congressman.
Yeah, Tommy P said they're preparing to start Aiden.
Well, it makes sense. The guy won there last year, and him winning there last year is part of the reason why Antonio Pierce is on the sideline there this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, that win against the Chiefs, that's the one that caused alarm bells to go off in Kansas City and wedding bells to go off in Vegas for the coach and the team. So that makes sense, but I mean, Chiefs are coming into this game talking about, we want a blowout. That's not the way they normally talk.
Well, Patrick Mahomes, saying it would be nice. Said it. Yes. It'd be nice to have a blowout. You know, they have 5 walk-off wins, you know, 8 one-score games.
Right. Just put everyone in a rocking chair and just get going. We'll see if Pacheco makes a return.
Yeah, it looked like he was going to go last week and kind of was a last minute scratch.
Right. So we'll see if he's going to go.
Hollywood Brown is, might be back soon.
Are you hearing that?
I am hearing that.
Is that why he's getting picked up in fantasy leagues?
I stashed him, you know, for a possible playoff run in one of my leagues.
I wouldn't count on that one.
Oh, what do you know?
I don't know. I wouldn't. I don't know. But that would be a breath of fresh air.
Well, they need some speed. Their offense is just kind of Look slow out there.
Xavier Worthy is the fastest guy at the combine. What do you mean they need speed?
Well, he can't keep his feet in bounds.
I saw that. Again, Kansas City after this game have the Chargers on a Sunday night, visiting Cleveland, and then Houston, Pittsburgh. Again, remember I said it in the top of the show, Ravens may have the easiest Sunday, Saturday, Wednesday of any of the Christmas game participants. The Ravens have the Giants home for Pittsburgh at Houston. The Chiefs have at Cleveland, home for Houston at Pittsburgh. Right? Houston has home for Miami at Kansas City, home for Baltimore. How does that sound?
Yikes.
For Sunday,
yikes.
Saturday, Wednesday. And Pittsburgh has at Philadelphia, at Baltimore, home for Kansas City. So when I say that Ravens have the easiest Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday turnaround of at the Giants, home for Pittsburgh at Houston. There's no offense to Pittsburgh here. Houston has not been playing well, and the Giants haven't won at home. Just gives you an idea of how when the schedules come out and everyone's like, wow, that's a tough part of the schedule. You don't think about it. Now it's time to actually play it.
Phew.
And Kansas City again at Cleveland, home for Houston at Pittsburgh. Yes, sir.
Hoskins, I don't know if you have this ready. Is there any way we could pull up the Eagles schedule? I want to point something out to you.
Okay.
That I find pretty interesting about.
And again, the Eagles are visiting the Ravens this week.
If you check the Eagles schedule, right?
Yes, there it is.
Look at Baltimore versus Carolina versus Pittsburgh, at Washington versus Dallas versus the Giants. You realize something?
Three of the last four at home.
They don't need to get on an airplane for five the rest of the year.
Four of the last five at home.
Yep. That's a train ride to Baltimore.
Yep.
Home, train ride to bus ride to Washington.
If they want. Right? Yeah.
I just found that kind of interesting. Like, it's going to keep them rested.
It's entirely possible that they don't get their next plane ride doesn't occur until they might have to get onto one to Detroit to play in the Super Bowl.
It's got, you know, that's got to do something for a team. You're not traveling. You're not getting on the airplane.
Yeah, there's no, like, nothing. West.
I just thought that was kind of
either.
Dude, what a big win that was for the Eagles against the Rams.
Oh.
Massive win for them to just come out here, all the way out here in front of the whole country, and just dominate that line and dominate the trenches and dominate the stadium at times. I was there, you know, and then the Ravens doing the same thing, flying all the way across the country and beating the Chargers and having a day on the same field. And now they turn around and play each other. 9-2 versus 8-4.
I don't know if it speaks to the fans that are out here, but it did seem like the Chargers had kind of a home crowd last night.
They did. I'm not going to lie to you.
Joe Buck was talking about it on the broadcast, and I don't know if there's just not enough Baltimore people out here as opposed to Philly fans.
There were a lot of Ravens fans here to the point where, because you know, Coop came with me to the booth of Westwood One, and he was pointing out there seems to be more Chargers fans here tonight than Rams fans last night.
Came out.
And, you know, and where are the Ravens fans? And then the national anthem started singing, and then you heard the, you were at an Orioles game. And I turned to Cooper. I'm like, there they are. Those are the people from Maryland right there. You know? And it shook like that. And when Derrick Henry started ripping and you could hear it, but the Chargers fans were definitely in full force. Yeah. And maybe that's because you don't have season tickets for
I
the Chargers to sell.
For a couple of years.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I should get them again.
Mike, don't stand for those shots.
Oh, I'm just avoiding you.
I vet who I sell my tickets.
Do you really? Do you really?
No, we don't.
You really do, huh?
I vet.
Nothing.
Seems like you.
I have a standard questionnaire I make them fill out.
Seems like the vet you did on
How much
Sunday.
Will you pay? That's
sounds
the
like
question
the
here.
Vet you did Sunday night was the old Veteran Stadium type vet.
The vet.
See what you did there.
That's what it sounded and looked like to
the
me.
Vet.
All right, we'll take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Take some phone calls when we come back. As many of you clearly know, I love going to watch football live. There's nothing like it, whether it's college football or professional football. There's nothing quite like the excitement of being in the stadium. And Game Time tickets and Game Time picks through Game Time is exactly your way and your gateway to getting the seat that you want and the experience that you'll never forget. Game Time Picks is a new curation feature that filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't waste a single second searching through thousands of tickets. The all-in pricing feature, that's my favorite. You get to see your total upfront, no surprise fees at checkout. With Game Time, you'll always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork right out of buying tickets right now with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account. Use my code of EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem my code EISEN. Boom, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time.
O'Shea Jackson Jr. and TJ Jefferson bring their unique take on sports entertainment with no contest wrestling. With guests like Swerve Strickland.
Why do you use staples like sensu beans, man?
No, it was just something, the concept I came up with. It's an instrument used to punish. It was just finding those common items. If you see them, you automatically think back to me in that moment. So it's one of those things I wanted to just implement in like my whole character, being the most dangerous man in AEW.
The No Contest Wrestling Podcast, part of the Rich Eisen Podcast Network, wherever you listen.
The key to being MVP this football season comes down to one thing, having the right team. That's right, folks. We're talking about teaming up with Lowe's so you can be the MVP of your home. Whether you're shopping in-store or online, Lowe's makes home improvement easy. Download the app to get Lowe's home improvement playbook in your hands and kick off your next project with Lowe's to elevate your game to MVP status. And here I am in different clothes. In the same seat.
Fast wardrobe change. I mean
Rich,
that's like some Madonna type stuff. Yeah, yeah.
I'm really good like that.
Desk, well, under the stage and back.
No, that's like those halftime entertainments where the girl goes in the hoop and the dude drops it and she's just
wearing something else.
Ryan's one of those guys that can't tell if he's being serious or not.
Yeah.
Like, I think he does mean like that Tony plugs himself into all these warmers under his clothes.
That would not surprise me.
Right?
His outfits are, you know, you're like, dude, very nice. It's not that cold. Like, you don't need a triple turtleneck.
I don't know. I mean, listen.
He played in KC, too, which is cold.
But he played a Cal, right?
Yeah. Yep. It was warm.
Right?
Well, Northern California.
He's from Southern California, isn't he?
He lived out. Yeah. Yeah. He lived out here.
And then right? He went to Atlanta.
Anyway, he played in a dome.
That's cold.
That's right.
It gets cold down there.
But, like.
From here. He's from Torrance.
There you go. So, but I can admit, when you live out here,
Eddie from Torrance.
You know, I'm walking around with, you know, like a.
Well, I mean, after about 6 months, our East Coast, toughness is gone.
Toast. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
30 years, yeah. 60 degrees is cold. I'm done.
Yeah. Right? Sweatshirt, vest, hoodie.
60.
Night it was cold in that stadium.
Yeah.
It's open air.
Yeah.
It gets cold.
You know, when you guys go, you see it.
I was here 2 weeks ago, Rich. Wow. It was cold when I'm Miami game. I went tonight.
I go to preseason games. Yeah. That's the type of fan I am.
Good for you.
Thank you.
He's good for you.
Hey, everybody. Sleep Number. Go to a Sleep Number store near you and start checking out the merchandise. Because if you're in a market for a new bed, you should definitely stop at a Sleep Number store that can assess your body's pressure points and recommend a bed at every price point that is just right for you. And it's a perfect time to check things out to get a good night's rest just in time for the holidays. If you're in the market for a new bed, stop at a Sleep Number store, why don't you? And tell them the Rich Eisen Show sent you. And we're back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. So got home from the game last night with Coop. You know, Coop was here. Yeah. And then we went to the game.
Nice.
And we hung out in the Westwood One booth, and he had the radio. He had the cans on, radio term. Right, Mike? You know what I mean? Yes.
The headset. Cans. He like that's probably cool.
He had old cans on.
To listen to him.
So he's listening to Kevin Harlan call the game.
Great, and he's phenomenal.
I mean, so every now and then, Coop would like crane his neck to watch Kevin call the game.
He's amazing.
It's really cool for him to see. It's a great experience there. I get home, and Xander says to me, Dad, you're viral.
Oh.
I'm like, what do you mean? Jason Kelce talking about not accepting Taylor Swift's invitation to get tickets for whoever he would like. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the Swifties caught a wind of that. And if there's anybody who is locked in on what the Swifties are talking about, it is my oldest son. You know, who spends a considerable amount of time on. Do you know there's like an app where you can guess what her surprise songs are or what she's going to wear?
Please, no.
Of course.
Facts.
I mean, yeah, 100%.
Facts.
So are the Swifties,
and he's on it.
Are the Swifties mad at Jason because he doesn't?
No.
I got to be honest with you.
No, they're not. They're not.
I got to be honest with you. As someone who's not been in that particular situation, but a slightly smaller situation,
sure.
I'm 1,000% trying to use that to get it. Why not? Why wouldn't you?
What? Use what?
To get a ticket.
No, but he doesn't. But the Swifties are actually.
They like the fact that
The fact that he says how wonderful she is to the family, and they love the fact how open he is about his obvious appreciation and affection the Kelseys have for her.
Gotcha, okay.
And
see, he comes from a good family.
And they also appreciate, I think, him saying he's not even going to approach the line of trying to even have a handout on behalf of someone else. But you get that, right? I mean,
I do, but
I mean, how many people would come up to you, you know, when,
man,
for X, Y, and Z, for all the very famous people that you're
a lot,
right?
Yeah, so it does get overwhelming.
So that went everywhere, and I'm like, okay,
all right, cool.
And so it's great. I got cool points from both my sons in various different endeavors yesterday.
So what did your favorite child ask for?
Yeah,
then?
I mean.
Who are you referring to?
So is like Coop now two from three or Xander?
I don't know why,
like,
you're in denial.
Because father, papa.
Papa, you're again. My brothers. What do you have for me?
Why do you always make it seem like there's an Oliver Twist papa. Moment playing out in my house?
Because
I don't understand
it. That's just when I envision it, that's how I see it.
Yeah, I'm just carrying off of TJ. Yeah.
Like you too,
papa.
You
guys.
I'm just piggybacking, yes, and.
Koopa, so my
Koopa
favorite.
Went to football.
Koopa got football, and Xander's on the TikToks. What do I have?
What do I get, papa?
Papa.
I mean, they're both idiots, Rich. I like it.
Papa.
Okay. Gosh.
Okay, can I share, share something?
So this you may not share anything right now. I'm not in the mood now all of a sudden.
Rich sends a picture to Brockman and I in the group chat this weekend, and it's a picture of Rich standing there looking fatherly, and Taylor was asking him something. And Brockman's your text was, you said yes, no matter what it was.
And you immediately said yes.
You were like, yeah.
Yeah, well.
And you did.
Jason Kelsey's going to have four daughters.
Oh, how do you pick a favorite?
Yeah,
oldest.
You don't pick
oldest.
A favorite.
You do.
Yes,
so
you
easy.
Do.
So,
yeah. Like Kevin Stefanski. Yeah. Like, yeah. He said it. Yes, he's got a favorite kid. Yeah. I don't know why it's so bad. Like,
it is bad. It's
why?
Terrible.
Why?
Well, you only have.
Why would you admit it?
But, Chris, in the same way that back in the day when you did not have a child. You were not a dad in the world.
Yes.
And I would sit here and I would counsel you on things, and you looked at me with the same look of confusion you wear your on your face right now. For the radio audience, it's a look of confusion and slight derision and amusement and bemusement right now that you have on your face right now. I think
Look, I spent a lot of time at your house when I was single and childless, right, and I observed a lot of things.
When Susan and I were in the soup, when three of them were like five and under and seven and uh-huh. under.
Yep.
And I would tell you things and you were like, yeah, whatever.
Right, and then, right. I was like, can we get back to watching the football game?
Right. Yeah, right. Oh, the thing that Chris disliked a lot. And I knew it. And he never said anything.
I never vocalized
it. He never vocalized it. Is when stuff would get real in our household.
Oh, it was like bedtime, bath, books, all that fun stuff.
Yeah. Real. Yeah. We would pause the game.
Oh
yeah. That's
Sunday night football.
Susie and I didn't want to miss anything.
Right.
He was in the pause zone. And because he was just like the rest of America and the world, needing to occupy his time, not with other humans around him, but with the phone in his hand, he couldn't then go on the phone
because
it would spoil what we were pausing. So he was now like locked in. The only thing that would be like, if you remember Superman 2, where they were in that, you know, in that Phantom Zone, and they were out in the universe and screaming, like that was him in my house.
Was he sitting in his chair like this a lot?
Actually, he was in one of those kids' chairs on the floor. These puffy chairs from where are they from? You
like
should know
Crate
because
I have
you
one
now
for
have one. Perfect point I'm making to you. In the same way, then you're looking at me now.
I know.
If you and Sarah are so blessed to have another, you will then know. You don't have a favorite. Right now, it's between Cage and the dog, is what I'm saying.
Well, the dog has been annoying me lately.
So that's all I'm saying. So you're saying
number two.
How do you not have?
I was number four.
A favorite.
I know I was number four. I have no problem with it.
But you were.
But did your parents ever admit it?
100%.
Oh, see.
Oh my God.
100%.
Now we know why Mike just needs to be told. You're awesome, Mike. You're so good at what you do. All your Emmy awards are so deserving. You deserve to have
two boats. You deserve to have multiple places.
We miss you when
places.
You're gone. We don't really like Jay Felly.
Yes.
No, you guys
and you deserve
no.
to have, you deserve to talk about how you know, inflation hit your pocketbook with the gas money you have to put in your electric car.
I got a hat.
You deserve all of that money.
I got a hat I'm going to wear next week.
All I'm saying is, how dare you? All of you, how dare you?
No. Okay. Fair. Canadian
how
family
dare
sucks.
You?
Fair.
Papa.
This guy. But anyway,
Papa.
All I know is we have learned what it's like to be Kelce/Swift adjacent.
Yeah, yes. For sure.
You know? And my oldest son is currently reveling in it. And it's great. That's all I'm saying.
Dad points.
Best yeah. dad.
Can
ever.
We just leave it at that dad instead points. Of trying to divide us in our household? How dare you?
Papa. Best dad ever.
We really went on a tangent.
But should
there.
We ask I mean, Mike Madden, were you John's favorite?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Get out of here.
Yeah, I think for
that,
sure.
I think that should be a standard question on the Rich Eisen
yes.
show.
Yes.
Much like on the There's No Contest wrestling podcast, we ask who would you want on your side on the bar fight every time.
The question
you should ask that question.
The question yeah. I really want to ask, Mike, is did Ken Stabler ever babysit you? Right?
Here's a bet. Did John Matuszak ever babysit?
Yeah, that's, yeah. I mean, who on those Raiders teams would have been the best yeah. babysitter?
Throw deep, baby.
Yeah, Chunk from the Goonies. Yeah. Did he ever yeah. babysit you?
Wow.
Twos.
Hey,
as,
you guys.
As a babysitter. Right? We gotta figure that one out.
Did you travel in like the Madden Cruiser?
Lyle Alzado, like back in the
oh,
day?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Eat these, kid. It's good for you.
Yeah.
Is that wrong?
Oh, Rich!
Is that wrong?
Maybe too soon.
Rich literally went that way.
Oh, my gosh.
Rich went that way.
What are these? They'll make you big and strong,
Stop
kid. Just
it.
Eat them.
Stop it. How dare we do such a thing? See, I shouldn't pay it forward. I should just take your trolling and just swallow it.
Trolling?
Yes, it's trolling. No, to look at me and say, how's your, when I talk about how I got cool dad points from my two boys yeah. yesterday, you're like, and what did your favorite child ask for? Meaning they're not that.
And John Matuszak was sloth, not chunk.
Okay, sloth. Very good.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad you corrected the record yeah. before we ended the first
hey,
hour.
Papa.
We'll talk Madden and Thanksgiving in football with Mike Madden coming up. Hey, it's Rich Eisen here. Join me and my compadre, Chris Brockman, every Monday on the Overreaction Monday podcast.
Rich, Jameis has taken the Browns to the playoffs.
Dude, why can't they win 7-8 games to finish the year? Why not?
I'm not saying there's no why not, but this is a definitive statement that's clearly an overreaction and is perfect fodder for a show like this one. I appreciate you coming out of the gate hot. Come react or overreact with us. Overreaction Monday, wherever you listen. It's game over.
Over, man.